Today is March the 5th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus the Christ from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days. You're the boss. You clothe the poor and you defend the needy. You are the God of everything. So faithful. You are the God of creation. And you are the heir of all things, the image of the invisible God. You are Jesus, the kinsman redeemer. You are liberty to the captives and a man of sorrows. Nothing is impossible for you. You're the only begotten Son, the promiser, and you quiet us with your love. You are the ruler of the universe and our Savior, trustworthy and upright. And you are the victorious warrior. You are the wonder-working power of life itself, extraordinary in everything that you do. You are Yeshua and the zenith over education. Gracious God, we come before you in this new week, in this new day, and thank you for helping us. Lord, we want to place our schedules into your hands today. We want to give you our to-do lists, for our times are in your hands. Guide us, correct us, shift our courses where they need to be shifted, and put us on the straight and narrow path that you design. Lord, teach us, for you are our God. Lead us on level ground. We love you, adore you, and ask you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? The mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something, and he said to her, The Word of God, Matthew 20, verses 20 to 23. What do you want? She said to him, Say that these two sons of mine are to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom. Jesus answered, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? They said to him, We are able. He said to them, You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. The Word of God, Matthew 20, verses 20 to 23. Praise God for his incredible wisdom. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a song, and then I read the lyrics for you. Today I have chosen O Come to the Altar by Elevation Worship. Are you hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes, a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah! Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is the Lord of all. Sing hallelujah! Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah! Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are opened wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found. Thank you, dear friends, for listening to the marvelous words of Jesus the Christ and this song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray each and every school day. Today, we are going to be praying that we show God's love today to a worker who is hard to love. We pray at exactly 1:16 p.m. each day. Have you set your alarm? If you forgot, do it now. And be ready, because today we're all going to be praying with you. You are not alone. And we pray at that time, because it's based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his fourth series called The Great Race. He entitled this one Desk Lamp. And the scripture he chose is Luke 11, verse 33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. Jessica had been teaching Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 at Jefferson High School in San Antonio for 10 years and had become burned out. At the peak of the burnout period, a new coworker in the math department, Sonia, noticed the small gold cross necklace Jessica always wore around her neck. At lunch, Sonia asked Jessica, "Why do you wear the same necklace day after day?" Through tearful eyes, Jessica replied, "It was my mother's. She died of cancer 3 years ago. It represents the most valuable gift I inherited from my mother, her faith in Jesus Christ. I always wear the cross over my heart to remind me of my mother's love and to remind me that I need to die onto myself and others and live first for Jesus." Jessica looked into Sonia's eyes, wondering how she was going to respond to her answer. They had talked about many things over lunch, but never about faith or God. Like most educators, they had avoided this topic of conversation, choosing to keep their personal faith out of the workplace because of the divisiveness it might possibly create. Jessica's answer, however, opened that door wide for Sonia to step through. Sonia continued the conversation. "At my last school, we had a Christian teacher share, care, and prayer group that met once a week after school. It was my anchor, which kept me grounded in my faith and helped me avoid getting overwhelmed as the responsibilities and pressures seemed to grow each year. That group also was the wind in my sails as teachers shared their creative classroom ideas the Lord was giving them. I was encouraged to integrate my faith in ways I never knew I could. We became very close, and I still keep up with them and have been encouraging me to start one. I would really like to start an encouragement group here at Jefferson High. Would you pray about starting it with me? Yesterday in prayer, I asked the Lord whom I should ask to help me start it. And when I saw your cross today, I thought you were the answer to my prayer." Jessica replied, "I'll pray about it tonight. Is it even legal to have such a group like that on campus?" "Yes, Jessica, if you meet on off-duty times. Through a Christian teacher professional organization, Christian Educators Association International, CEAI, I have learned what is legal and not legal for me to do in the classroom. From this group, I have learned I don't have to leave my faith behind at the schoolroom door. The government and other organizations have published documents to clarify public school teachers' expression of faith in God while in school. I'll bring you a book, Teachers and Religion in the Public Schools, if you want me to," Sonia answered. This lunch conversation was a turning point in Jessica's professional career, as if someone opened the blinds to let the sun shine into a room that was getting darker and darker each year. She began to meet and pray with Sonia each week. They shared prayer requests regarding both work and home. They invited other staff members to join them. Jessica, once burned out, found her passion for teaching blazing and burning brightly once again as she tapped into and began exercising her faith in her professional life. Each week, both teachers brought a scripture to share with one another before praying. The second week they met, Sonia brought the scripture, Luke 11, verse 33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. As Sonia read the scripture, Jessica heard the small, still voice of God within her. Tell her, remove your hidden Bible from the drawer in your teacher's desk and set it on top. My word is a lamp unto your feet, and this will remind you and all others who pass by. Initially, fear clung to Jessica. After she was given this instruction, she didn't want to do anything to jeopardize her job. She asked Sonia for the book about teachers and religion in schools and read it from cover to cover. She was shocked to discover that different courts ruled different things across the country on the same issue. One section was entitled, May a Teacher Keep a Bible on Her Desk? In the 10th Circuit Court case, a principal told a teacher to take her Bible off her desk, and the court seemed to assume the teacher must obey that order. In contrast, the 8th Circuit Court ruled that a teacher could have personal religious effects, which included a Bible on his desk and a framed psalm on the wall of his office. The court noted that government employees did not give up their free exercise or free speech rights if personal religious effects are clearly personal and do not convey the impression of government endorsement. The next day after reading this, Jessica set her Bible open in the center of her teacher desk. Next to it, she placed a picture of her family, a small antique oil lamp, an antique teacher handbell, and a wooden carved cup she had received from a Haitian missionary. These were all her personal items, and Jessica was at complete peace. She had obeyed both God and man. Children and adults who entered the room were often drawn to these unique items and asked questions, which Jessica answered without fear. The prayer. Lord, help us understand church-state legal issues in our profession. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from William Butler Yeats. Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 20, verses 20 to 23. What do you want? She said to him, Say that these two sons of mine are to sit one on your right and one on your left in your kingdom. Jesus answered, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? They said to him, We are able. And he said to them, You will drink my cup. But to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. Holy God, amazing preserver of the words that are in the book, we thank you for the book, Lord. We thank you for the boldness of teachers to keep a Bible on their desks, a simple representation of what the foundation of all that we believe is based on. Your word, Lord, it is a lamp unto our feet. Help us, Lord, as we seek to do the things your way. We love you, adore you, and ask you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.